And Mary said, "Tell out, my soul, the greatness of the Lord. Rejoice, rejoice, my spirit, in God my Savior. So tenderly he has looked upon his servant. Humble as she is, for from this day forth all generations will count me blessed. So wonderfully he has dealt with me, the Lord, the Mighty One. His name is holy, his mercy sure from generation to generation toward those who fear him. The deeds his own right arm has done, disclose his might. The arrogant of heart and mind he has put rout. He has brought down monarchs from their thrones, but the humble have been lifted high. The hungry he has satisfied with good things. The rich sent empty away. He reigned himself at the side of Israel, his servant, firm in his promise to our forefathers. He has not forgotten to show mercy to Abraham and his children's children forever."
Ours is a unique moment in time. The pandemic has made our experiential world smaller and more distant, while at the same time, we leverage technology to bring the entire world into our presence. Right now, I could open up my laptop, fire up a Zoom, and gather with people from anywhere connection speeds allow. From friends in other countries to coworkers as close as the next building. We can see each other's faces interacting in what is seemingly real time. I mean, teachers sit in front of screens with dozens of learning faces. Friends gather for virtual game nights. Our own parents group and joys and concerns groups here at the church offer support and conversation every week. In fact, right now, in this very moment, some 200 of us have been singing hymns and praying and worshiping together from home. Others will watch during the week on YouTube or buy DVD. It's amazing the ways we can connect. We have shared in the joy of the children's pageant. The thoughtful reflection of daily devotionals touch all of our hearts. And God bless Dwayne the Donkey. There are so many things that hold us together that have become shared experiences. We are connecting as best we can. And yet, I still miss you. I miss real human interaction with people outside my bubble, and this longing for meaningful, embodied connection has shaped my understanding of love this Advent. Embodied connection. I describe it that way intentionally. Not virtual, on a screen. Not asynchronous on a shared platform, not characters displayed on a screen, but in-person, intentional presence. That is what I deeply long for. And that is what Christmas is about. Christmas is God choosing in-person, intentional presence. I mean, God who had always been present, the divine presence always in our midst, in the very fiber of creation, that divine presence chose to be embodied, to have a body. Not virtual, not distant spirituality, not asynchronous religious practices, but right here with us. God longed for a more meaningful connection with humanity and chose incarnation. Jesus is the divine's choice for embodied connection. It is quite a mind-twisting idea that God would choose to be with humanity, to choose to be human. Before time or humanity existed, God could have been content existing without us, but chose to create us. And then, when humanity pulled away from God and the divine will, when humanity started wielding free will like an indignant toddler, God could have accepted the space we put between us. God could have written us off as not worth the effort. But God reached out. God continually rebuilt relationship with humanity, with covenant and presence, through providing and guiding. God kept seeking us. But we kept choosing ourselves instead of the relationship God sought. We kept disconnecting, so God decided to try something new. This time was different. This time was, I've got skin in the game level commitment. This was, I am right here with you style relationship. And the motivation behind that divine decision was love. As I look at God's character, the essence of the divine demonstrated over and over throughout eternity, when I consider the core of God's being, I not only see love, I see love defined. Seeking connection outside of oneself. That's love. To love in a non-romantic sense is to open oneself to the worth of others and to realize how much we have to gain in relationship. That's what God feels for you. God believed there was much to be gained by connecting with you. It is a celebration of love that we hear in Mary's song, the Magnificat, that is our scripture today. Mary knows God's love. She celebrates the connection, the valuing, the love God has for her and all of humanity. Mary cherishes God's love not just for her, but for generation after generation. She knew God's love is a divine choice that God makes over and over, choosing humanity, choosing her, choosing each of us. Mary is also poignantly aware of God's intentional outreach to those in need, to those looked down upon by society, thought of as lowly. That inclusive and justice-focused identity is shared by both God and Mary. She loves that God loves those that have been otherwise forgotten. Jesus is born to a woman who celebrates God's commitment to the oppressed and marginalized. He's born to a woman who gives thanks that God seeks to offer love in a way that cares for those overlooked. This is a love that will be embodied in Jesus, who will live out those same values. Not only because he's the embodiment of God's love, but also because he will have seen his mother live that way. When we baptize children, we ask the parents if they will live like Jesus. We ask this question because children learn so much watching their family. And considering the Christmas story, I had a moment of realization. Mary couldn't live like Jesus because his life had not happened yet. But she did choose to live God's love. She celebrated God's commitment to be with us, to love and serve, to allow God to work through us. And as we consider Mary today and the way she chose to live God's love, I am struck that Jesus chose to live like her. Jesus chose to be a person who celebrated God's passion for those in need. And just as God asked Mary to bring forth love, we too are asked this Christmas. Not to bring forth God's love through labor like Mary, but to offer our contributions to God's labor of love. This Christmas and every day, we receive God's love. We are offered relationship by a God that chooses us, and we are invited to respond with love of our own. We are invited by the gift of Christmas to connect with the divine, to recognize that we have much to gain in relationship with something beyond ourselves, that we might be the embodiment of love that someone encounters, that in thinking outside ourselves, we might be a place the world can experience embodied connection to love itself.